if Tetro was able to win the election, it would be potentially a huge game changer in Colombian history. There has never been a left of center president. The country would face a new type of polarization, I think, because the far right is a huge constituency and they would continue to mobilize against the government. And of course, such a circumstance would be occurring in the context of Latin America, where in general, in South America anyway, the left-wing governments are under siege, those that are left. So not such a promising situation as had occurred, say, 10 years ago, with Chavez powering in Venezuela, with Ecuador and Korea and so on. So I think the continental context is slightly against him. But, you know, Colombia runs to its own political rhythms. And if he were to be elected, he would have enormous challenges. Even just controlling the military would be an enormous challenge, let alone anything else. So that would be the question. How much could the progressive agenda be respected by the apparatus of the state? I think that there are two different planes of struggle in play here. In terms of the electoral plane, I think that Gustavo Petro is the best option and the most promising option that Colombians have had for a couple of generations in terms of a practical possibility of a socially decent candidate becoming president. But, however, it's still the case that it's only a possibility. It's more probable that he won't win. He's the number two in the race. And there's lots of issues, despite his great popularity with the mobilizations that are taking place. It's also clear that there are two or three major factors in play that will stop him from getting to power. One of them is corruption. One of them is the threat of violence. And the third one is abstentionism. I mean, a lot of Colombians are just completely fed up with the whole electoral process because of their history of what's happened, of any opposing candidate being eliminated. So abstentionism on the left is also a big challenge for Petro to try and overcome if he were to gain, you know, that majority. So I think he probably won't win. But I mean, it's a well worthwhile effort to try. It's a process which is shifting the parameters of what's acceptable and what isn't acceptable at the very least. But I do think that it's not the only plane. The other thing is the social struggles of the grassroots social movements.